Promoting this heavily on that Home and Garden show. So you can watch the video there right on the website, which he talks about this whole program and how powerful it's going to be when the masses hear about this. By the way, Ken, they are going to be releasing a press release at the end of January, and it's going to announce the names of some of the biggies behind this, and people's mouths will drop when they see who all is behind this. I'm telling you, Ken, the floodgates will open at that time.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I'm kind of excited to see, because I've known that something like this could happen. It was just who was going to pull it off. And now here's a company that has got this, that has gone together, gotten a business plan put together, got the funding from major Fortune 500 companies. And we are, I guess, really what they call pre-launch, just at the very, very beginning of this, because when I think about it, to be able for a homeowner to get free solar panels, $40,000 worth of equipment to put on a home, to get it for free, to get it installed for free, that's astounding. That puts it within the reach of anyone, socioeconomic class, I mean, from the smallest to the biggest homes. They're willing to put systems on it, if I understand.
That's correct, and they do have to put that security deposit down, but you get that back with interest. They're going to put that money into T-bills, so if you elect to have just a one-year contract, you get that money back after 1 year, and then your program is over. They take the panels back. If you go to 5 years, it's over after 5 years. You get your money back. They take the panels back. And if you elect for 25 years, which is what most people are going to go for, is you get your electricity rate locked in until March 1st, if you come in before March 1st, it will be locked into 2006 rates. It won't even have to go up to this year's rates. For 25 years, you'll have those rates. And if you calculate the savings and that on that website, it's significant. I had one lady today calculate her savings were over $27,000. And up in, she lives in Massachusetts, where electricity is far more expensive than it is even out on the West Coast.
Oh.
$27,000 she's going to save just in her rate not going up for 25 years.
Yeah.
And it makes it a big plus when you want to sell the house that you would have those panels on there and that they know that they're locked into that original rate, unless you do want to take them with you. Now, you can move them. They will move. The company will move them one time for free. So if you want them moved after that, then you would have to probably pay $500 to have it done, which would be kind of foolish. Why not just talk the new owner of your house into taking over the contract? And I'm sure they would be happy to do that to get the lower rate in their electricity bill.
Sure. Yeah. And like you were saying, the company, there was some sort of like an escape clause in case some new technology comes out that's even better? Or?
Well, I don't know that there's an escape clause. I'm sure that they will always upgrade the system if they have to. Like, you are renting it, and it's just like renting an apartment where you pay a security deposit. They come in and paint, and they upgrade when they need to, put new carpet in or whatever. So I'm sure this would be the same thing at no cost to the renter. It's just a matter, you know, if they've got a better system coming out, they'll at least offer that, and you can just trade out or whatever. I'm sure that's, you know, I don't own the company, but that's what I would do if I owned the company.
Yeah, and I think you had said earlier, in case someone was dissatisfied for some reason, or you know, was selling their home, getting off the grid, and they still had 10, 15 years on their contract, the maximum loss is, did you say it was just a security deposit?
Yeah, if they're making money with this, it's actually no loss because I plan, my gosh, all you'd have to do to make even $700 with this is have five people come in your organization, first level to you, where you'd make $300 apiece, pay half the first month when they put the panels on and the balance when they after the year anniversary. So you've made probably $1,500 right there just having five people aboard.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't mention, that doesn't even count who would be under them.
Yeah.
You make money off of all those people, too. So,
okay.
You know, where are you really losing the money, Pam?
Well, that's good to know. I mean, because I wanted to kind of... is there a real downside to this?
Yeah, there is. The only downside, I really can't see any downside other than the fact if you just don't do it. That's the main downside to this because you're going to be sorry when you see all your neighbors with these solar panels on and you're a year down the road and you're saying, boy, that was kind of dumb of me not to get in 2 years ago and I could have locked my rate in a lot cheaper. So that's the only downside I see is just not doing it because it's totally free right now for everyone. It doesn't even cost for the website. It doesn't cost to join. They're making it so painless that they can create jobs even because we're having even franchisees coming in that are already installing solar panels through their own businesses get involved. If they want to get a franchise, then it locks them into the city that they're in to install and maintain all those panels on those houses. So that is a big plus for them that they would get to also take over all the commercial accounts because we as novices don't really get to go contact commercial accounts. They don't want us out there, you know, getting a big building where we wouldn't know what we're talking about, how many panels it would take or anything like that. So the franchisees will be trained, professionally trained, to take care of that situation.
Okay.
So all the commercial accounts go to the franchisees unless you have a guy next door who happens to own a small little barber shop or something like that. You can get him if you know him personally. And it's not a big, massive building where it's going to take an engineer to figure out what kind of solar panels you're going to need. So so that's another plus that we're going to create a lot of jobs out there with this and people that are hurting, even people that are out of work right now, can do this easily. If they have, you know, and they really don't need a computer, but it would be more a plus, of course, if at least they had a computer that they could help, track their organization with. But we will even be willing to help them if they don't have a computer just to get off the ground until they get money ahead to buy a computer. And that should only be about 6 months down the road where they'd have enough money to actually buy a computer and get it going for themselves and to track their organization.
And can a person go to, like, a public library?
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. They have DSL even in public libraries now that you could actually track your organization right there because everybody's going to get a website whether you got a computer or not. You automatically get a website when you do the program.
And it costs how much to join?
It's called free, Ken. Zero zip nada.
And there's some monthly purchase?
The only monthly purchase is your electric bill, and if you're a renter and you don't pay the electric in your rent or you don't have the solar panels put on your apartment building, of course not. You don't have to pay anything to this company, but they will pay you.
Wow.
I've never heard of any network program ever like this before in my life, ever. And I've been doing networking probably for 15 years, Pam.
Yeah, I would certainly... challenge if any of my listeners have heard of something that would equal this or be even better, because in all my years this was astounding to me.
It's just so nice because even the people that have gotten stung before with network marketing, they won't with this. I don't see how they could because the customers you bring into this have to pay electric anyway. So a lot of people you have attrition when people fall away. And they just don't need your lotion and potion anymore. And your attrition rate is horrendous, usually in some of the network marketing that I've been in. With this, my goodness, they've got to have electric. They've got to have electricity to cook their dinner, or gas, one of the two. They've got to have electric to light the lights and many other things that they've got that are electric in the house. So they got to pay their bill.
Yeah.
And I see very little attrition with this. Very little.
Now, do you know, can a person spread out? Because sometimes the usage varies through the season.
Well, this would be an average over the whole year. So they'll take the average retail rate for your area is what they're going to lock you into. So you won't have a high bill in the winter and or a high bill in the summer if you run a high air conditioning like we do out here in California. You won't have that big surge in money that you got to lay out when the heater comes on in the wintertime. So it's all going to be one flat rate every month.
Okay.
And it may go according to kilowatt hours. If you do decide to put in an electric furnace like I'm going to do, then they may, have to charge, I don't know, they'll allow me for what I had in 2006, and the way I understand it anyway, I may stand to be corrected, is that the extra kilowatt hours then would go over to SDG&E, like in San Diego here, and I would pay the difference that way. But what do I care? I'm making $20,000 a month.
Yeah. Wow. That's just astounding. Now, down the road, just talking about some network marketing companies, they've gotten started. People are making a bunch of money with some, like you say, lotion or potion, some supplement, some particular item. And then the company is sold, and all the distributors are left in a lurch. Is there any protection with this company?
Well, you know, nothing is set in stone on that. I don't know what is written totally in the final contract. That we'll see when we get the panels up. But I was told if the company ever takes over, they have given a guarantee to the distributors that we will always have the power and it will never be sold. But what whoever takes over the new contract would offer us the same deal. So that's what I have been told, and, that's David Gregg is the person that is the idea man behind this whole project, and he is of utmost integrity, and I just trust him with my life from what I've heard about him. He's just, he would never do that to us.
Okay, so there's something that we can get confirmation on that in the actual distributor agreement that they're not going to allow... if there was a sale, that the people that buy the company, if that were to happen, would still be obligated to take care of paying the distributors in some fashion.
After all, we are the people that have the solar panel contracts for the most part. There are some customers that aren't going to work the business, but for the most part, most of them are. And if they do wrong by us, we have the right to just quit them too and go back to our electric company. So they could lose out just as much as we do, probably more.
Yeah.
If they're sticking their neck out right now, putting all this money up front. We have to put nothing up front. So,
yeah.
We're really at square one if they did walk, because we need electric and we're paying for it anyway. We'll just pay the regular way we have. What have we lost?
Right. So that would be the very worst downside. And and the upside is not only getting... our electric rates locked in, but having an income opportunity to be able to make many thousands of dollars a month in addition to getting our electricity for free.
Absolutely.
And
it's
in the process,
our industry, so, you know, if they can capture 25% of that, I don't see where they're going anywhere real fast. I mean, they would want to stay.
Yeah.
You know, if you can capture 25% of a several billion-dollar industry, would you want to leave right away?
No, I don't think so.
I just don't either, and I just feel that this is something that's going to be ongoing for a long time. I think we're going to be at the forefront of many other countries that are going to do the same thing. Of course, this company has its eyes already on China and Europe to put some factories over there as well, create jobs there. Why not?
Yeah. Wow. Now, I know a lot of folks, they say, look, I don't like to sell, I don't want to sell, how can I explain this? You'd made mention to me that there was a way to make it easy. I don't know if it was some sort of a call or something.
Yes, we have a three-minute call, and I can let you listen to that. If you want to hold the line a second, I'll dial it up. And the number for that call, if you want to dial it up yourself, is 620-294-1186. I don't know, will they lose me on the line with this connection? You think if I put it on flash here a minute?
Well, I hope not. We'll have to find out. Michelle will always bring you back, I think, if something happened.
Okay, let me just flash it for a second here and see if it'll work.
Okay, and if we can do that, dear listeners, it'll give you a chance to see a simple way, or hear a simple way, actually.
Okay, Ken, you there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hello, my name is Todd Strand, and I'd like to welcome you to our 24-hour information line. In the next few minutes, I'm going to outline for you how our company plans to move America to clean, renewable power, and how you can make a difference and a funnel of money in the process. You know, every day, the American public is bombarded with global warming, climate change, and the idea of clean, renewable power. However, most Americans are simply not going to lay out the tens of thousands of dollars it takes to embrace those technologies. Hence, the great dilemma. Well, our company's about to change all of that. Now, I'm assuming that most of you are probably familiar with the concept of giving away the razor so you can sell razor blades, give away the DirecTV satellite so you can sell monthly programming. Well, now our company, which is building the largest solar power manufacturing facility in the country, has elected to give away the $40,000 solar power system so that we can be America's new clean power provider. There is no equipment to buy, no installation cost, and there are no maintenance fees. Instead, we build a client only for the power we produce, and since we lock our client's energy rate, meaning no increases, we'll save our customers thousands and thousands of dollars for many years to come. So allow me to quickly review. We're putting a solar system on top of the customer's home. They don't have to buy it. The system is still tied to the grid, so your power will flow to your home the normal way, even if your solar power system was broken. The customer is locking in their energy rate, which is going to save them a bundle of money, and they're helping to solve global warming and environmental issues. So the big question is, who wouldn't do this? Which brings me to the second part of our company, making money. Realize that renewable clean power is the new growth industry for the coming decades. We've all witnessed the computer revolution, the cell phone revolution, and the internet revolution. Well, many experts are predicting that the clean power revolution will dwarf those industries combined. And to become a distributor with our company is at a price that everyone can afford. It's free. There are no sign-up fees, website fees, or monthly requirements. And for every customer you find who agrees to take our solar power system, we will pay you a fast start bonus of up to $250. So assuming you were at the top of our pay plan and you found 10 customers who said, yes, I'll take your solar power system, you could earn $2,500, and we have some people do that in a single day. But it doesn't stop there, because you're also going to earn 5% commission on all the monthly bills from here on out, true residual income. And we're not done yet, because we also allow you to build a team of distributors, and you can earn fast start bonuses and monthly residual income through five generations of distributors. And since we use dynamic compression, that means you could be earning commissions 15 to 25 levels deep on every single customer every single month. Our company's fast, fun, and lucrative, and getting involved means you're helping to solve one of the greatest challenges of our time, and that's the looming energy and environmental crisis. I hope you'll personally become a customer. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I hope you'll share our concept with others. You know, renewable clean power sits today where the computer industry sat back in the late 1970s, an industry about to boom. And you and I sit where names like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs sat before us, ahead of the wave. So get back together with the person who told you about our information line and get started today. And thanks for listening.
Okay, Ken, did you hear it okay?
I could.
Okay, now the one correction I do want to make in that tape was that they mentioned $250 per house. It's $200 up to four houses. They have now increased our bonus check to $300 per house after you hit five. So if you have five sign-ups for people, customers that want to get this solar panel energy saver on their house, then you would make, if you get five or more customers, then it would start then at $300 instead of what he said is $250. So we have already gotten a raise, and the company's not even open yet.
Wow. That's fabulous.
So there is a test in place that they have to take as well.
A test?
Yeah, a test, because they want to make sure that you know when you approach people that you know some background about this.
Oh, okay. So it's not a test if you want the solar panels.
Oh, no. It's a test that if you want to try to help to promote this project, that they want to make sure you know what you're talking about. So there's some questions on the test that I learned some information about as far as even manufacturing, vertical integration. I didn't know what that was until even you explained it to me. So, yeah, there are some questions about that on here so that people understand what a little bit of background about the company and how it works. So if you want, we can read those test questions so people can see. It's an open book test, and we even can help you take it if you want to have us walk you through and explain each answer as we go. And that way you'll be very, very good to explain it to other people as well. So, Ken, do you have the list of questions?
Yes, that had been forwarded to me, so I can provide that. And one of the things to me, having been in a number of network marketing companies, oftentimes people that were involved in it and spreading the word were not properly educated, and they ended up creating a number of issues. And here is a company that is giving everything away for free, paying advance commissions even before any product is actually sold, and then doing a step to help ensure that the people succeed by, quote, giving a test, which, like you say, is an open book test, but creating what I guess we would call a good support network so that people do have some education, which increases their likelihood of success. I mean, this sounds like talks I had with my dad when he was trying to get me to pay attention in school so that I could get a good education.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me see. Here's one of the questions. It says, what is the customer's only loss if they decide to cancel the contract for any reason?
And, of course, it would be their security deposit, because you do sign a contract for 1 to 5 to 25 years. So if you do lose your security deposit and you've already made $16,000 with the company, you really haven't lost anything.
No. No. That's coming out way ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. And then another question. Our integration system is similar to?
And this, again, is the integration means they make all the components right at the factory. And Dell Computer, it also does it that way. That's why they can offer very, very good prices on computers.
Ah, okay. So the complete manufacturer. Now, one of the things that I had heard was that some of the solar systems that were in place, a person, if they were getting it, whether they went on their own or whether they went to someone that was selling solar systems, whoever was doing that had to go to several suppliers to get all the different pieces, and sometimes they weren't compatible with each other or weren't as efficient as they could be if they were designed to work with each other.
Yeah, this is all going to be made in one factory.
Okay.
And it will be a U.S. factory, by the way.
Okay. And with all the outsourcing, the company is making things in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. What a concept.
Yeah. Well, there's the... another way to help our country to stand stronger, to put more jobs in place.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now let's see. Here's another question. What percentage of the installation and retention advance is being paid before the plant comes online in September of 2007?
And the answer to that would be 10%. They will pay up front 10%, even though no electricity bill has been collected by citizenry. They still are advancing us. They put aside $500,000, $500,000, just to pay us these advances so that we would have some working capital until the factory comes online with the solar panels.
Wow. I've never seen that with another company before. What?
I said they are definitely sticking their neck out with $500,000 here.
Yes, and taking care of the people that are helping them out in the process, like I guess we all need to eat, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now it says, currently, what percentage of the energy in America comes from solar?
And believe it or not, it's less than 1%.
Wow.
It's incredible. All the time that we've had solar available, only less than 1% have it. That's bad.
It seems like, it was spoken of by many administrations and government agencies.
Well, who could afford it? You know, I looked at it at one time, but I don't have that kind of money to lay out for this.
Yeah. No.
$40,000? Are you kidding me? No, don't have it.
Right. Well, and now, thanks to citizenry, who needs it?
Yeah, you don't. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free. Even your deposit you get back. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, with interest.
Do this?
Huh. Okay. And when is the manufacturing plant scheduled to come online?
And that, of course, is September of this year.
Okay. Okay. And then on the test, these are like multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a question here that says, which is not one of the dirty little secrets of the MLM industry?
And, of course, that's a negative question that's looking for a false answer, and the false answer would be that most other companies have required a college degree. That's a false answer.
Yeah, okay. There's been a lot of problems with MLM, and I don't blame people for wanting to have some doubts about an MLM company just based on the bad reputation that so many companies have helped to create. And I guess that's, to me, one of the things of beauty about this company, where there's no product to buy, there's no fees to join, a website is given, because in other companies, most of the stuff, there's fees to join, there's a monthly charge for websites, the materials, the products that you buy, I mean, on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely unique in the MLM industry. Let's see, here's another question. Which is not a reason that the solar power industry hasn't reached the masses in America?
And again, that's a negative question looking for a false answer, and the false answer would be the sun does not produce enough electricity. We know the sun is, 500 times larger than the Earth?
Yeah.
So I think it's got plenty of energy out there.
Oh, my goodness. If people want to request, there's a beautiful chart that you had emailed me of the comparison of the size of the Earth to the sun and our sun.
Amazing, amazing the difference.
Yeah. Our sun, is as powerful as it is considered, a tiny, tiny star?
Well, compared to some of the other planets out there, yes.
Ah, okay.
But not compared to the Earth. The Earth just is it's monumentally, sun is monumentally bigger than the Earth.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, let's see here. Now, it says the net metering laws require the utility companies to do what?
And that would be to give a customer full credit for energy flowed back into the grid. So when they have net metering allowed in the state, and the states have to vote on this, whether or not they'll allow this to happen, that you can connect to the grid with your alternative energy source, then the thing that they have to give you then is full credit for your energy that is flowed back into the grid. So that's what net metering means.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's important. That way we have a chance to contribute and reduce our costs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it says citizenry can install solar for half the cost of our competitors because...
And this was mentioned before, it's about the vertical integration and economies of scale. That means they make everything in the plant, just like Dell Computer.
Yes, and can buy large enough quantities so that they get everything at great prices.
Sure.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now, what is the most a customer can receive for referring other customers?
And if they're just a customer and they don't become what is called an ecopreneur, which is what you and I are, I mean, I am anyway, there's an ecopreneur where I'm actually promoting the project, and I plan on making checks each month, or at least income coming in from this. If you're just a customer and just want to tell all their neighbors about it, the most you can get is just to zero out your bill. and which is significant. You know, if it's a $100 bill a month, that's $100 more in your pocket than you had before.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus the wonderful things you're doing for the Earth.
Yeah, yeah, and with the rates locked in for 25 years, and I haven't tracked it, but someone that was keeping track said that on the average, rates anywhere from 5 to 15% have increased yearly for, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everything goes up. It doesn't come down.
Yeah, and so what a bargain to have something locked at that level for the next 25
mm-hmm.
years.
Because the sun's not going to charge us more money to use it 25 years from now, so that's how they can do it.
Right. Yeah, the sun charges the same amount each day.
What I understand.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, I don't keep track with enough of the extraterrestrial dealings, but I'm just gonna say that right now we get the sun's energy for free.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see. Bad joke. Now it says, what is the fastest and easiest way to help a customer, a potential customer, understand the value of the system?
And that, of course, answer would be to have them fill out that solar calculator at the bottom of your website so that it's at the left-hand corner so that you can actually see how much you're going to save over 25 years if that's the contract you would like to get.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. And then it says, what is not an advantage of a customer signing up now?
And this is a negative question asking for a false answer, and that would be that they get 10% discount on their bill. Nowhere do we get 10% ever a discount on your bill.
Okay. That now, what would you say are the advantages of a person? Let's say they're pretty skeptical. This all sounds good, looks good, but good old Doubting Thomas or from Missouri, show me. And they want to wait and see. Is there some advantages to...
Well, when the floodgates open up at the end of this month, when they announce who is behind this, I think they're going to be very sorry they didn't get in early, because when the floodgates open up, one thing the company does have on available now is all the leads that they get from any kind of radio promotions, TV promotions, newspapers, or anything that they run articles on, that they give those leads out to the people that they see are working. If you've got five or more customers already signed up and five or more ecopreneurs behind that as well, then and you have scored 100% on this test, they are then open to giving you leads. I just received one myself about two days ago or so, where the lady owned four houses and she had two businesses, and she signed up just her one house because she didn't know how to do the rest. So it would behoove me then to call her and tell her, look, did you know that you could actually become an ecopreneur with this and make some income? She was astounded. She didn't know they had a program like that. All
yeah.
she knew is she wanted this solar panel on her house to lock in the rate.
Now,
the company gave that to me for free just because they saw where I was going to town with this. I was bringing in a lot of people and talking it up, and I wasn't just sitting on my laurels waiting for something to happen.
Okay.
So if people sit on their laurels waiting for something to happen, you're behind the curve when the bus takes off. I mean, when the train leaves the station, you're going to have to run awful hard to catch it.
And to me, one of the things that inspired me was that with the capacity, it's going to take a couple of years for the factory to reach full capacity, which would be 100,000 units a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to put out 20% capacity. So the people that are signing up to be customers early on are going to be the folks that will be getting their system.
Absolutely, yeah. They do have to send back their written, promissory. It's kind of a promissory note. It's not locking you in stone, because they still have to come out and inspect your property and make sure that you're eligible for a solar panel. But it gives them an idea that, look, this person's serious.
Right.
So they are pretty much locked in for getting one.
Now someone, before it's installed, someone could still refuse to have it done if they wanted.
Oh, absolutely, because they could come up and say, I want, the only way you can have this done is if you put it on the front of your house, and I don't want it on the front. Maybe I want it on the back of my house.
Okay.
And I can say, no, I don't want it on the front. Maybe my CCNRs in my area doesn't allow it on the front of the house. So, I will try and talk them into putting it in my backyard because I have a steep bank that faces to the south. I'd rather have it there. But my front of my house faces to the south, so that's probably where they're going to want to put it.
Okay.
And I'm going to want to put it in the back of the house by the steep bank that I have facing to the south.
Okay.
So, it's going to be between me and them to decide whether or not it's going to go up. Because,
yeah.
I know where I want it, and if they don't want to put it there, then I guess we won't put it there, but I'm still going to make money and zero out my bill.
Now, some people that like you know, and I just spoke with a gentleman today that works with subliminal tapes, and one of the things is, as one of his income streams, he's got, I think, 4 or 5 houses.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's say someone has more than one house. How does this system, what can they do?
Well, like the lady that I'm signing up, they just put her under me. I didn't even have any choice in the matter. They gave her to me. And, which I was very grateful once I found out she had 4 homes and 2 businesses. So I said, I don't want to take all her homes from her and get credit for all those. So I said, well, now that you're in the system, we need to make you an ecopreneur so you can sign up those other 3 homes under yourself and your 2 businesses under yourself, so that you get credit for $300 a pop for every one of those. So, I'm not greedy that I want to take the $300. I'll take $80 a piece just to make her happy, and she was just delighted that she could do that. She didn't know she could do that. So
okay.
You would bring him in with his house, giving credit to you or yourself if you were an ecopreneur bringing this person in. And then if they had multiple houses, then you would let them bring in their own houses under themselves.
All right.
So they get credit for their own house, other houses.
Okay, good. So one person can have more than one residence, and they can still put those in underneath them.
Certainly.
And use those as...
Now, if they just want to be a customer and don't want to be an ecopreneur and don't do it, then you can have all the houses for yourself.
Okay. All right. So there's advantages. A person can win either way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's important.
They do pay us on second level, too, $80 instead of $300, which is better in poker than a sharp stick, that you can, make some extra money there. And look how happy you're going to make that person, that they're making $300 a piece there on every one of their properties.
Yes.
So I'm all out for the other guy. I'm not greedy where I want it all and not tell him that he can do that, and because he's going to find it out later anyway. And the integrity is with this company. I plan on carrying that forward to myself. So I will tell them everything possible that they can help themselves earn some extra money. And it's just going to come back, to you in 100-fold whenever you do that for people.
Yeah. Well, that is the role that
be honest with
people. That most religions have spoken of, whether it's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, that you take care of your brothers, you look out for each other.
Absolutely. It always comes back to you 100-fold.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've seen in you on the years that I've known you, Marjorie, and it's really a pleasure. Let's see, there's a couple more we may address on some of these questions as we're moving along here. There is, with the company, a citizenry worry-free performance guarantee.
Okay, and that would be that they would only pay for the power they produce. That's the worry-free, that you don't have to pay for more than you produce or anything like that.
Okay. And so this is kind of like a duplicate in a way. Customers are charged according to...
Mm-hmm. And that would be the energy that they produce. Again, it's the same, almost the same question.
Yeah, okay. And then it says... Here, do we offer the residential system for purchase?
Not at this time. They're considering, of course, doing it for some of the commercial plants because they'll have to have their own solar powers there. But and where it's allowable by the state, to where you can completely go off the grid then and run your complete unit through the solar power. But right now they want to do it through the grid, and let's keep the thing consistent so that we don't have all the different options available.
Okay. Now, how does renting benefit the customer more than purchasing? And then they want an answer that does not apply.
Okay, this would be a negative, a false answer again. It is easier to get renewable energy credits on the test, so that's just a false answer.
Okay. And how long does the typical installation require?
Most most installations will only take a day. So unless they run into some unforeseen problem, but they can expect a quick one-day installation process.
All right. That's great. And if a person's energy needs changed, is the system flexible enough to add or remove panels easily?
That I don't know. I would have to, you'd have to check what when the company comes online, whether or not you can order new panels, whether it would cost you any extra. I'm not sure on that.
Okay. Okay, well, we can certainly look into that. I would suspect with them being able to put it up and each one custom designed,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be able to tailor it to different energy needs.
And yeah, if I go complete to all electric in my house, of course, my needs will double. And I just don't know whether we would just have to pay the difference back to the grid or whether they actually would put more panels on if we're willing to pay for them. How that works, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out when the time comes.
Sure. Now, what's the main goal of citizenry?
Well, the main goal, of course, is to capture 25% of the residential energy supply. So if we can boost their energy by 25%, then they have it's going to really take the burden off of any influx of people coming into the country or growth in general. It's just they need it desperately so they don't have to be forced to be building nuclear plants all over the place.
Okay. Now, why does the customer need a residential telephone line?
Well, this is to monitor the daily performance of the solar panel. So this is how they do it remotely through those telephone lines.
Okay. And then some of them, this one's kind of obvious, I think. Should you continue to educate yourself with the knowledge base and website?
And that's, of course, yes.
To learn more about this wonderful technology and how it can really benefit humanity tremendously, as well as, of course, our own well-being with the financial rewards that the company is offering. What happens when the roof needs to be replaced on a house?
Well, the engineers come out, or the people that they have for the franchisees come out, and they remove the panels temporarily until the roof is completed, and then they come back and reinstall them on the new roof.
Huh. Okay. Now this one, for I know energy-conscious people out there, where there's been blackouts and the energy grid's gone down, the question says, will the system continue to provide power even in a power outage?
And that's yes. They will. It will have a backup system that's going to be engineered by there's a new technology out of the University of Florida that has come up with a way to actually store energy in these solar panels without batteries.
Mm.
So it's a brand new technology, and they are going to be using it in these solar panels. And it'll be a switch that you, if your grid goes down during a hurricane or something, and you have no power in Florida, you can go out and just switch it over to the solar, and you've got energy.
Wow. Wow, that's fabulous. I mean, protection against the blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. This keeps getting better. Now, and the final question, is the system insured by citizenry against fire, natural disasters, and vandalism, et cetera?
Well, right at this time, they expect that the customer, since he's renting the unit, to include it in his homeowner's insurance policy. But they are looking into some good rates on insuring it themselves.
Okay. Wow.
So that, if you answered all those questions like that, Ken, you could score 100% on this test, and then with 5 sign-ups, you could start probably getting some free leads from the company.
Huh.
Not too shabby, huh?
No. This is extraordinary. I mean, even if there wasn't an income opportunity, just to be able to get free solar panels put on homes,
mm-hmm.
and what's so nice that I'm hearing is that all the property owners, someone out there is renting, they can look into this. They could become an associate, tell their landlord, and the landlord could become involved, and they could, instead of paying money to the landlord, which they may continue to do if they rent for a while, they'd be making money off of the landlord.
I don't know if they would sign up the landlord that way, but it would definitely be making money off of telling others that own homes about this, and then save up enough money to buy their own home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the commercial end would have to go through the if somebody signed up their apartment building, for instance, it would have to go through the franchisees.
Oh, okay. But if they were renting a house from somebody.
Well, if they were renting a house, then they would have to sign up the owner, and then they could get their rate locked in, probably. But it would be the owner that would have to sign off on that.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
But the main thing on renters is just to earn money.
Yeah.
You know, keep paying your bill to your landlord if he doesn't want to sign up for this. No problem. You'll have more than enough to zero out your bill and buy a house down the road.
Yeah.
Buy your own house right out from underneath him.
So we now have a way to clean energy, get into it for free, earn enough income that we can actually, without any investment on anyone's part except the citizenry company, we can pursue the American dream while making the environment better at the same time.
That's it, Ken, and it's exposure to this now. I'm going to be writing blogs on this. I'm going to be writing articles. Hopefully they'll get picked up by some magazines and newspapers, and it's going to be easy to promote this. I mean, this is something you could pick up a phone book and just start pulling names right out of the phone book and say, hey, we're in your area discussing the solar panel promo. Have you heard about it yet, where this company is going to be putting solar panels free of charge on your house to use, and all you need to do is say yes, you want them, and they'll lock in your rate, so you'll save thousands of dollars of your rate not going up for up to 25 years. And plus, if you want to help promote the project, you can actually earn a sizable income doing that. If there's anybody in the household that needs some income for college or whatever, as long as they're 18 years old, they can help promote this program.
Okay.
So
18 years or of age or older.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
So anybody going to college or whatever that needs some extra money can do this a couple hours a day and just pick up the phone book. If they don't know of anybody that has a house, or go in the neighborhood and they've got door hangers available, everything's in the back office, that you can actually go from door to door and say, hey, we're promoting solar energy in your area. Are you interested in hearing more? Call this number. And they can call the three-minute number. So they don't even have to explain how it works. They can just call the three-minute number and then go to my website if you're interested in getting in for free right now. We're lining people up right now for the delivery to take place September of this year.
How easy
is this? I mean, anybody could do it.
Yeah, doing your neighbors a favor and getting to build some cohesion within the neighborhood.
Absolutely. You could have neighborhood block parties. You know, barbecue. Get out there. Of course, I don't barbecue, but... And you don't either, probably, unless you have some...
tofu.
Yeah, you can put it on a spit, huh?
Yes, you can. You get a big hunk of tofu and baste it with barbecue sauce. So, mercy sakes.
Well,
my beloved listeners, we've certainly enjoyed the opportunity to share with you something that, to me, is an incredible, incredible technology breakthrough that is destined over time to revolutionize the energy delivery systems on the planet. And we just want to thank you for listening in and invite you to tune in again next Saturday, as there will be more adventures in advanced lift to make your lives better and better. Marjorie, thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Ken, and this is going to be a fun, fun project. I can see it coming down the road.
Oh, I'm so excited. And my listeners, when you have time, go visit http://jointhesolution.com/energy-now, and that'll bring something wonderful into your lives. God bless all of you, and look forward to being with you again next Saturday. God bless. Goodbye. Let go and let God.